But not yet he has got a rati, but he is now going to get a rati. These are all of that time.
Not yet rati.
No.
But that means sadhana stage?
Sadhana stage, but
highest.
It is the last and highest Ashakti. Stage.
Ashakti.
In very few days, rati will be achieved.
More than rati.
Asakti also, last stage of asakti.
Last stage, very high.
Very high.
So this is not the Ankura of Mahabhava. This
no,
is
no.
The Ankura of Bhava.
This is the first stage for being platform of Bhava.
Yeah. That's clear.
Okay.
Next question.
I wanted to ask this term here, next page, Krama Hina Shravana.
Krama Hina Shravana.
A Krama means hearing will not have any fruit.
Hearing that has no fruit.
No fruit. So hearing should be proper.
Krama
means we have not even asakti and we have not very much hankering for that thing, and what we should hear, we are not hearing in chain. We should hear in a chain.
Progressively.
So this is called Kramahina, and that and another is called Kramajukta. Kramsuddha.
Kramsuddha is good.
Good. Kramahina is not. Like you are hearing the birth of Krishna, but Leela, Janma Leela. You are hearing Vatsalya Leela, and but at once you come to Madhur Ras, these are not in Kram.
What does Kram mean?
Kram means what has been described, how described in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhi. These are in Kram.
In order.
In order. In Jayadharma, all has been done in Kram.
Step by step.
Step by step.
By order.
In order.
Hina means?
Since when not in order.
Then in Brahma Samhita we see the subject matter sometimes seems to jump. It does not always seem to go in order. So maybe it is Kramahin.
So only that will not do. Krishna gave diksha to Brahma with his flute. Has Krishna given diksha in flute to you or me? How he gave and when he gave, at what stage?
Very advanced stage.
Very advanced stage.
Oh, yes.
So we should come from Niche,
down, low,
and to give, to have that stage,
then.
And then we should do all these things.
Then we will think that Brahma Samhita is in order.
Not in order, but he is up to some level. But it cannot be seen because it has been stated that Okire. No. From down Durga ke.
Goloka namni.
Vijadhamni saleta sasya kedi mahesh haridham tesu tesu tepe prabhava nichaya vihitasya jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Who is Paramatma? Who is Brahma? Who is Shankar? What are their duties?
Everything.
everything is that. And after that, Krishna gave that mantra. So you can conclude with that. It is in order. We should also first know who am I, then who is Krishna. And telling of order, who am I, who is Krishna, what is this world, and what is prem or priti, how this prem can be achieved. Then we come to Uttama Bhakti definition, and then we do sadhana. From beginning, ādau saddhā, tata sādhu saṅga, tata bhajan kriyā, tato anarthana dhukti. And after that, we should read Śrīmad Bhāgavat accordingly. Tattva dhyan, anarthana dhukti, Kapil Devhuti Sambhat, then Kardam Sambhat, then again Vritrasu Pakhyan, Prahlad Maharaj, and after completing, then enter in 10th canto, without reading Prahlad Maharaj and all other that has been described. If you read that, that it will be Kramhi. After that, in 10th canto also, not reading 28th chapter, only entered in jump in 29th, then it is not in order. That is Kramhi.
Sometimes it says Śrīṅgāra rāsa and sometimes it says Madhurya rāsa. Is there any difference in meaning when those terms are used?
Madhurya rāsa can be denoted for all three, Vatsalya, Sattva and Śrīṅgāra also. But Śrīṅgāra cannot denote Vatsalya and this. Only for Upapati, not for Swati also. Madhuras can be told. For Swati also, sometimes Madhur, Sakya also, Vatsalya also, and also Swatiya. But Śrīṅgāra is not any of three, but only for Upapati and Gopis, Prem to Krishna as Upapati. This is Śrīṅgāra. In Śrīṅgāra, Upapati should certainly be come. Understand?
So, when it states that the spiritual master, he reveals the when he reveals the name, the dress,
age,
all these things, is it revealed by the spiritual master externally or in apricot, in his form in the lila? In other words, when one gets these different items.
Is the guru sitting in front of it? In the early part of Jiva Dharma, the guru has told all these things.
Or it could be revealed through name.
Here, Diksha Guru has told or Siksha Guru has told. It is not written.
I think earlier it mentioned, he was reading today.
But at Puri, he was Siksha Guru.
That was Siksha Guru, but he got from his Diksha Guru.
No harm. If he has not got this thing from his Gurudev, he can take it from Ichchaguru also. No harm.
And it comes when the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru is sitting in front of the disciple, or does it come internally through some instruction? How it will come?
Shiksha Guru can tell it as we are
talking.
If Diksha Guru is not, he has been going in upper Kakliya, then Shiksha Guru can do it. And if Shiksha Guru is not there, whom you have regarded as Shiksha Guru, then we should pray God and Guru. He will give any way, any other Shiksha Guru, a very able person.
It must it come as we are talking, or may it come internally? Must it generally come?
This sadhana. So it should come outside.
As we are talking, outside, because this is sadhana.
This is sadhana. This is not siddhi. When we'll come in siddhi, then everything will.
Sarup siddhi or vastu siddhi?
Vastu siddhi, sarup siddhi. Not vastu siddhi.
Vastu siddhi means?
Sarup siddhi also contains some siksha and sadhana. Only vastu siddhi means I know, I have done. No. My sarup, Krishna sarup. And no worldly thing are there.
Which state is sarup siddhi? Is it ashakti?
Ashakti?
Ashakti state?
Baba bhakti.
Oh, it may come. Last time of
ashakti.
Vastu sarup siddhi? No. It is only when bhava will come. Then sarup siddhi. There has been siddhi. In asakti, no siddhi.
And vastu siddhi?
Vastu, when they leave this physical body, mental body, everything. And when we'll have a ray of praying, this is the prayer.
When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were doing bhajan and they were living in Vrindavan, was that Sarup Siddhi or Vastu Siddhi?
Externally it will be told that Sarup Siddhi.
But
they are had Vastu Siddhi also.
Because Radharani was coming, that must be Vastu Siddhi.
Both. There is no worldly body or anything.
This giving of the name, is this also called Siddha Pranali? Because sometimes our Guru Maharaj criticize this process.
So process of Sahajiya, not this process.
But is it called Siddha Pranali?
Is this Siddha Pranali?
This is Siddha Pranali.
What is the actual meaning of Pranali?
Pranali means
the
paddhati. Paddhati. Paddhati means a way.
Way.
This is Siddha Pranali. But Sahajiya don't follow this. When there is no asakti, nothing, no heart purification, they think that we are guilty, and their name and everything they do in kalpana.
Imagination.
In imagination.
Did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur give this to anyone of his disciples?
He never has given.
Your Guru Maharaj did not mention to you anything on this point?
I have not clearly asked you. But he has given to so many persons about these things.
But just like your Gurudev told you certain things about himself, so how he came to know that?
He has been told to Prabhupada and by doing bhajan.
Told through bhajan or told as we are talking?
He was very near and dear to Prabhupada. As he did the service of Prabhupada, he cooked the
everything.
He messes, was always with Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not tell anyone to me. He did not tell anyone to me. But he always told Guru, our Gurudev, to me, so many things. And he was always with Prabhupada. So, he should certainly hear all these things. Or after going, he can have some spirit from him. From Gurudev, we have only a hint, but he is strictly forbidden. Don't do all these things. But he has given some hints about this. And after that, I read all these books and I realized something. And I know that only the mercy of our Gurudev. But a little what I have realized by according to his mercy, I have done something. I have greed, not anything, but greed I have by the mercy of our Gurudev.
Our Guru Maharaj very carefully concealed within his heart.
Or Gurudev also, Srila Prabhupada also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all concealed it. But yet,
yeah.
How others have found out about Prabhupada, I think his Manjari form is known or not?
He's asking how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur
and Bhaktivinoda Thakur
and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, their identity is known. How?
If they kept it secret, how it was found out? It is known who.
By their activities, one who is in
upper level,
they can imagine.
I think Sridhar Maharaj wrote one poem. At the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, isn't it? There was,
I cannot say. But I have heard, Prabhupada has written anywhere.
He has or has not?
Certainly he has done.
About
like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has done.
Yeah.
They have revealed personally.
We saw our Guru Maharaj sometimes when he was speaking or singing on some occasion, perhaps a dozen times over many years, that he became completely stunned and he could not speak and he was just totally right in the middle of either lecture or in singing, and it was always about Radha and Krishna. I saw it 3-4 times, always on that subject. One time he was singing Jai Radha Madhava, and he became completely stunned. Another time he was talking about when Sanatana Goswami became free from the jail. And then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu breath, and then our Guru Maharaj could not speak. Times like that. Then after some minutes, he would simply say, chant Hare Krishna, and he would stop everything.
Now, Guru Maharaj also has seen so many times this. They began to hate, and sometimes he became homeless. nothing. And then he need to do by tell by ear, us to read and to go on. So many cases. If he had much I have seen. Once I was telling him, he was on bed and not sleeping,
resting.
I told him that someone told that Jiva Goswami was not a rustic but what I see in Gopal Champu, that he is very, very, very rustic. I began to tell what was written in Gopal Champu. Dambandhan Lila. Yashoda has trying to type Krishna. When the trees were fall down and Krishna in the middle, seen here and there. And at once from Brahmanda Ghat, Nanda was going to take bath. He at once heard the sound of falling train and then he returned and saw that Krishna is there. When Krishna saw towards father, began to weep and weep loudly. At that time, the Bandhan was there, Jokal was also there. Nanda Lama was astonished and he came at once to Krishna and took Krishna in his lap. Krishna was weeping so loudly, so Nanda Baba also used to weep. Then he did like this to Krishna and gave some laddu, you know, to Krishna. Krishna was weeping, was coming less,
yes, pacified.
But this was good. Nanda Baba told him, who has taken you? Bandha kaun? After waiting something, sometime, Krishna weeping told my mother, has taken me this? What, your mother is so cruel? Then he began to untie. Sridham Madhumangal, any Balaram could not untie, but Nanda Baba untied it and asked Krishna, who has untied? Then he, smiling but yet began to smile and told that Baba has untied. Nanda Baba was at that time very angry to Yashoda. He could not speak a single word to Yashoda. Neither he rebuked, neither he told anything. This is advanced stage of anger. He took Krishna and Baldev here and there, went to take bath. And taking bath, he returned to house. It was midday. He got something, milk and misery. He gave it to Krishna and Baldev. He did not take nothing. Store fasting. No today cooking. Yashoda was with him in her room, quite separately. All are waiting, are doing chinta. What today will be? In the evening, when night was coming, some old ladies, like Upanand's wife, Rohini and all others, the Vith Balde came to Nanda Baba at the front door, and they told Balde, go and catch hold of Balde and bring it to us, and we will give it to Yashoda, Krishna. Balde went and catch hold, but Krishna got so much that he fell down. Balde could not catch him. Then all the world came to Nanda Baba and Krishna. They told Krishna that, oh, your mother is very, very beautiful. You should go to your mother. Krishna, I will not go. Where we stay in night, to Nanda Baba, Baba, to whom you will play with Baldev, what you will take, what you will eat, and do the mystery. But I will not go. That is told that if your mother is dies, not dies, but by signal death. At once Krishna began to weep so loudly, mother, mother, mother. And he fell his arms. Oh mother, oh mother. That everyone there, all began to weep. Then he went on the laps of Rohini. Rohini takes it to Krishna. She was very much anxious, but now he began to cry fully, as if any son's died, and took him to the father, and after that Krishna also began to be all that scenery. He has written in four that everyone can read. Hearing this, our Guruji began to read loudly, and after that he began like so. No telling anything about that, but if even something is, a man knows who has something. If you are doing all your behavior in grace, you will adjust next in your life. We should do honestly our sadhana. Krishna and Guru Deva all arranged. They have arranged everything, how to set this wire to this year, like what to mark.
So when are we going on Parikram? We have got a new bus, Mercedes bus, brand new. You will be the first one to go in it, and it is just perfect bus. We have seen a Yogyapati, remember? Hanuman. So he will carry us. It is his bus. So he's like Hanuman. And it is proper that the first place go would be to some very good place of Srimati Radhika. Or wherever you say, as you say. So you must say now when we go and where we go. It can hold 7 people. It's a very good bus. Comfortable, strong, new.
Journey here, it will take much time, I fear, but short journey, less time.
You decide what will be convenient to you.
than 4 hours, it will be, it may be inconvenient.
So you just say which place and we will be agreeable. We don't have to go to every place.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go?
I want to go where you think we should go. You consider what
and the time, how long
you consider the time, you consider who we are, you consider your own desire and accordingly yourself.
How many days?